Let's talk about getting rid of voles. This is Zach Smith at Smith's Pest Management, and it is my pleasure to help introduce the idea of vole control to the home gardener. Voles are very challenging. I always think of them as like landscape piranhas because they're small, they're numerous, and they just are voracious. They will kill trees and shrubs so fast. You know, and how could something so small go after the biggest stuff in the garden? You know, it's like, yeah, they could eat vegetables, but the real economic damage is in your woody plants and trees, which you've put years and years into growing. They eat the bark, and then once you take the bark off of the base of any woody plant, the plant is going to die. So getting rid of voles is not hard in concept, but there are so many of them, and they're so small, and they are reintroduced easily to the garden. But first and foremost, you got to understand, they're like a mouse. They're related to mice. They reproduce very quickly. One of the fastest reproductive rates of any mammal on the planet. So you're going to, say, get one mama might be having 10 offspring a month, ballpark, okay? And then they're all reproducing. You know, it's very exponential, their growth is. And then you got to eliminate them in large numbers. So trapping can work. If you see them in your garden, and they will run consistent runways. You can set mouse traps right in their runways, pin them down with a nail. You don't even need to put any kind of bait or lure on the trap. They'll just step right in them. And so set lots of mouse traps, but beware, they'll catch little birds. So maybe put some cover over them. The other option is poison bait. They will eat many of the commercially available mouse bait products out there. Please put those in a bait station. You don't want to just be putting bait out. Kills all. So you want to kill just what you're trying to kill. Use the rodent bait station to put it out in the yard near where you're seeing your vole activity. Another thing, many voles like to have a lot of coverage. So if you have tall grasses and you mow them short, you will have less voles. If you have big shrubby bushes that go all the way to the ground, well, if you raise them up a bit so daylight gets underneath them, you'll have less voles. They thrive on hiding out in the thatch and brushy, low growth to the ground. You can exclude voles. You can keep them out with chicken wire fencing, but it's got to be a tight-knit chicken wire, not your usual half-inch or one-inch opening. You want a quarter-inch opening. And also, you can wrap the bases of your trees with just about anything that will dissuade them from chewing on the bark. Not all vole species have the same behaviors as far as tunneling and living in the holes in the ground. Some are very aquatic, some are more dry land. But you've got an option, which is to use fumigants, carbon monoxide, smoke machines, smoke bombs. I'm just not a big fan because the first two methods I've talked about are pretty effective. Getting down into where you're treating each and every hole is a huge time sink for an animal that's just going to keep coming back. So you got to be realistic about how much time do you want to spend doing your own vole control. This is why we really recommend the rodent bait stations with the mouse bait or lots of traps, and then keep your yard sunny, open, and all your overgrowth trimmed back as best you can. And that should go a long way to getting you vole free.